USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden ended his time at the Group of 20 summit on Sunday trying to convince Americans and the wider world that he's got things under control. In a news conference to a prepared list of reporters Sunday, Biden said his fellow G20 members, "They know me, I know them, we get things done together." Sydney's international airport came alive with emotions, embraces, and laughter on Monday as Australia's border opened for the first time in 20 months. Australia believes that vaccination rates are now high enough to mitigate the dangers of allowing international visitors again. White House Press Secretary 42-year-old Jen Psaki said Sunday that she has come down with COVID-19 and is experiencing mild symptoms. Psaki said she was last in contact with President Biden on Tuesday. The president tested negative on Saturday, according to the White House. USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network. You can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
In less than a year, America went from energy independence to not being energy independent. Gas prices are a direct result.
Americans are paying more for everyday goods and services, leading some to fear an impending inflation crisis. One of the examples of increased prices is gasoline. But Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm assures on NBC's Meet the Press that prices won't stay high forever.
The Energy Information Agency has said that it's very volatile, but yep. They said that by the beginning of December, the prices should come down at the pump to $3.05. We'll see if that actually happens, but they're the best objective data that we have.
Critics argue the Biden administration's policies on energy, such as shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline, are contributing to rising gas prices. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As you get this Monday going, thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
I know it's just October, but it's never too early to look for Christmas gifts and give those you love the gift of a good night's sleep. Go to MyPillow.com, shop for great gifts, including the original MyPillow, MyPillow slippers, mattress toppers, pet beds, and of course my promo code USA will save you up to 66% on anything on the MyPillow website. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code USA, and give someone a gift that you love.
As another massive wave of immigrants are in Mexico heading to the United States, the Biden administration's open border policy has offered no leadership for months from the person in charge, Vice President Kamala Harris. George P. Bush, the son of former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, is running for Attorney General in Texas and tells Newsmax the plan is to get more Democrat voters in country, or it's a great big snub to the state of Texas.
I would say that he's trying to build a loyal political base by trying to grant amnesty to upwards of 7 million undocumented immigrants, or just giving the middle finger to the state of Texas. But as you alluded to, the state of Texas is a can-do people. We're very resilient. I've got a new offer for the President of the United States. Maybe he should just give us the billion that he's going to pay illegals, and we will enforce federal immigration law for them. This administration has decided at every turn they're going to chip away at law and order, especially in border communities that time and time again are seeing wave after wave of caravans, and it's eating away at the public treasury of our state. And so my theory is that when more migrant caravans end up in blue states, suddenly the president's going to get some calls from his fellow Democrats to change their policies.
The Biden administration is mulling the idea of paying illegal immigrants $450,000 for each child separated at the border in 2018.
Here we are in our state of Texas with 1.8 million veterans who served our great country, but yet high rate of suicide, high rate of unemployment, but nothing for them.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.